Rabbi said today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. As you recall, we finished off yesterday at the end of the Mishnah, so we're holding Tanya and the Braisa towards the top of the Amud. Now, what the Braisa does is it focuses on the Machloikis that we had in our Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Let's go back to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua for a moment, back on Samach Vav Amud Beis, roughly the fifth line in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah told us the following. Oyle sa'oif sha'aso'o lemata kimasi chatos l'shem chatos. And oyle sa'oif, we know an oyle sa'oif has to be brought lemala, ayin, ayin, ayin. And guess what? It was brought lemata, oy vavay. And we know that in oyle sa'oif you have differences between the oif and the chatos. For instance, you're talking about the malika, the oif you have to go and be moilik both simonim. When it comes to a chatos, it's in the pasuk v'lo yavdil. And what did this person do? This person went and did kimase chatos, meaning only one simon. And then afterward, or at the same time, l'shem chatos. When the kohen who's bringing and doing the malika in this oidas oif, he's saying l'shem chatos mitzvah, l'shem chatos, l'shem chatos. So this really means that he did a very, very poor job vis-a-vis the oidas oif. He apparently was mistaken in thinking that this was a chatos oif, and that's why he did everything just like a chatos oif. L'mata, with a masi chatos, l'shem chatos. So what happens now? Reb Lezer oimer moyalin ba, the din of me'ilah still applies to this oilas oif. The reason why it still applies to the oilas oif is really for two reasons. Number one, even if this was a kosher oilas oif, done totally properly, it would have a din of me'ilah, because the whole oilas oif goes on the mizbeach. Okay, except for the mur of an oitza, but otherwise, it's totally on the mizbeach. And therefore, it belongs to Rabbi Nishal Oilam. There's no part that Bnei Odom can eat from it, not the Koyin and not the Yisrael, not the Balam, Kenanish. So therefore, it still has a din of its Kachi Kudushim, still has a din of its Me'ilah, Me'alamba. And certainly, since the Koyin did all of the wrong steps, he did it like a Chatzos, then he was never brought the carbon properly. So then certainly the Me'ilah doesn't go away. Whatever Kedusha Saguf that it had before continues to ride with this Oilas Oif. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer is very simple, Mayalimba. It's Rabbi Shua that comes up with the Gevali Yechidish, Rabbi Shua Oimer, Ein Mayalimba. No, there is no din of Me'ila which attaches to this Oilas Oif, and no din of Me'ila. What's the reason for that? So we already discussed it yesterday in the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to bring it later today. At this point in the mission, we really don't know the Svar Rabbi Yeshua. L'chayre, if it's an oilas oif, number one, there should be me'ila. And if he messed up and he did it incorrectly, it should certainly be a din of me'ila. Why does it say in me'alamba? So you'll recall, we already quoted the Gemara that we're going to learn shortly, Rav Ad Barahava together, Rav Ashi, that because he started off as a chatas oif, how did he start off the chatas oif? Because oilas oif is supposed to be lamala on the kevesh, on the soyvev, and did do the malika, and he did it all the way on the bottom. So he already started off, so to speak, on the wrong foot, and that wrong foot was that of a chatos. As soon as he went and did the malika of the first of the two simanim, with the intent of stopping, because after all he's doing it l'shem chatos l'yavdil, it becomes magically transformed into a chatos. Once it becomes into a chatas, it's no longer an oidas oif, now it's a chatas oif, and therefore the din of me'ilah falls away. We're going to discuss this in greater detail further down the Amud, but just to remind us what we learned yesterday. And at the conclusion of the Mishnah had a fairly substantial dialogue between Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, where Rav Lezer tried to convince Rabbi Yeshua that there is a din of me'ilah, and Rabbi Yeshua said, no, I disagree, and ain't me'alimba. And now the Braisa continues with a further dialogue. If you're asking about Rabbi Yeshua's Svara, about Amy Allenba, we're going to talk about it. Yes?
Just a brief technical question. If a Kohen is doing everything properly with an Oilas HaOif, he's in the right location, and he only does one Simon, he doesn't do two Simonim.
Right.
B'dievet, is it possibly Oilas HaOif, or is it still a kosher Oilas HaOif? I mean, it's going on the Mizbeach.
You're asking whether the two Simonim are Ma'akiv
okay,
or not.
Right, that's,
I
that's,
believe that they are Ma'akiv.
Thank you. That's my thank you.
Zog Digmar. Tanya. Omalei Reb Lezer Bishua. So Reb Lezer is going to try to convince Reb Yeshua in the case of this Oilas HaOif that Moyalin Ba. So his first argument, we're going to have three arguments, as you'll see, one after the other, one building on the other. Says Rabbi Lezer, let's assume that you start off with a carbon asham. Shishchotoy b'tzofen, and you shechted this carbon asham in the tzofen side, like you're supposed to. Perfect. The problem was that the kohen, when he was shechting, whoever was shechting, had in mind the shame shlomim, for his shlomim. Okay, so now, as we know from our first Mishnah in the Masechta, called the Vokshim, it's called Shachon, Ksheirim, Elishali Olabalim Shem Choyva, except for a Chatos and for Karben Pesach, and this is not a Chatos, not a Karben Pesach, so we're going to assume at this moment that this Karben Oshem is now a kosher Karben, Elishali Olabalim Shem Choyva. Okay, now what does the Gemara continue to say? Yoichiach says, Rabbi Lez, I'll bring you a Rai from that. Sheshina Shemoi, he did Shaloi Lishmoi, he was Mishana from an Oshem for a Shlomim, and the din is Umay Allenboy, and there is a din of continued Me'ila. Now, why would there be a din of continued Me'ila? So now, let's think about this for a month. Assuming that we're going according to the Rabbanan of that Mishnah back on Daf Beis, that it is a kosher carbon. So even though he has to bring a new carbon asher, but it's a kosher carbon. If it's a kosher carbon, so then like every carbon, unless you're talking about, of course, an oila, every other carbon where there is a heter either to the kahanim or to the baalim, guess what happens? Then me'ila goes away. Because a carbon asher, for instance, can be eaten by the kahanim. If it can be eaten by the kahanim, there's no longer an iser of me'ila which attaches to it, except for the aymurim. We're not talking about the aymurim now, we're now talking about the basar. So if that's the case, why is there a din of me'ila? The choyr of the me'ila should go away. It's a kosher carbon. That's Rashi's kasha. If you look at the first Rashi, Rashi says it must be talking about lifnei zrika. Why lifnei zrika? Look at the first Rashi, which is five lines in from the top. Oshem sheshachtu b'tzofen mi'alibay, must be told lifnei zrika. Dela'ach hazrika leka me'ila. After the zrika, there's no me'ila. Sher necha lekahanim, the shaloi lishmoi loy pasul bay. The fact that it's shaloi lishmoi doesn't pasul, it's a kosher carbon. Okay, you have to bring a new one. But it's a kosher carbon. If that's the case, if you did everything you're supposed to, even though you had this bad machshav shaloi lishmoi, but that doesn't pasul, so then, after the zrika, it's nechal kahanim. It's nechal kahanim. The isra me'ila goes away, poof, and therefore should be no din of me'ila. Why does the Mishnah say? Why does the Braisa say me'alamoy? Muslach zayin that we're talking about lefnei zrika. We didn't have the matir to take away the isra me'ila, and that's why me'alamoy there's still a din of me'ila. Now, before we continue on, the Rashi is a very difficult Rashi to understand. Why is it so difficult? Because who is talking in this brisa? It's Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds in and therefore he holds that it's not only the limited case of a chatas and a karben pesach, but even a karben osham. That if a person does an osham shaloi lishmoi, then the carbon is possible. If the carbon is possible, we could even be talking li'acha zrika, and the reason why there's me'ila, because he didn't bring this carbon to kashrus. This carbon has to go and now be sent away to the Beis Hadeshen to go and be burned, and you have to bring a brand new carbon now, because this carbon, unfortunately, was possible. And that's the reason why the me'ila still attaches, because I never was able to successfully remove the me'ila. And in fact, that's how Toisis learns the Gemara. If you look at the Toisis, the middle Toisis, Umre Blezer, don't start from the beginning, go to the middle. It says, V'tzarech loimar, you see about 6-7 lines. So Blezer, Litamei, Blezer goes, L'shitasa, the Omar, Oshem, Shuloi, Lishmoi, Pasol, Kechatos, Umay, Li'achazrika. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Baruch, that's Rabbeinu Baruch, that Toisis is quoting. So that L'choira is a much easier pshat than the Rashi pshat. Why does Rashi have to say it's talking about lefnei zrika? Because acha zrika would be a kosher carbon. Blessed shitosi, it's not a kosher carbon.
We sing it according to the didcha, according to you, Rabbi.
Very good. So lechoira, the answer to Rashi is Rashi, of course, knew the first Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim. He didn't need any reminders about that. Presumably, he's saying lididi, the whole carbon is possible. Why? Because that's my sheet and that faith. But if you're sure, if you were to disagree and you hold like the other rabbana, that it's a kosher carbon. Okay, I can still ask you the same kash in the case of lifnei zrika. Okay, fine. But continue on. So what do I see from this? Says Reb Lezer that although the oshem was geshachted in the right spot, perfect mitzvah. However, since he had this machshava l'shem shlamim, Me'alin boy, there's a din of me'il. And therefore, af'at al tisma, so therefore don't find it difficult to understand, al ho'oila, our case with the oila sa'oif, she'avol pisha shina shema, even though he had a shinu shem, because he had it in mind, l'shem chatas, like what Misha said, oila sa'oif, she'osa l'matik imasi chatas, l'shem chatas, he had in mind l'shem chatas, al tisma l'oila, she'avol pisha shina shema, shinu shema shema l'ba, just like the case of the oshem, that he was mishana to the shlamim, there's a din of me'ila, the oila that you are mishana now, to the chatas is older than a me'ila. So why, Rabbi Yeshua, do you say in the Mishnah, ein me'alim ba? Omer Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Eliezer, loy, really your raya, your mamatzina from the Osham to our case of the other sa'if is really not solid. Because in Amos be Osham, remember how you started off. Osham sheshochti mitzal foin. See, she'im shina es shemoy, loy shina es makoimoy. Even though he's mishana the shem, meaning that he had in mind b'shas v'shchita, l'shem shlomim, but he didn't change the makayin. He shechted b'tzofayin, which is what you're supposed to do. Oh, that's why the dinam ayalin bay. Toim ba'oyla, sheshina shmoy v'shina es makayima. By our oyla over here, there was a double shinoi. What was the double shinoi? Number one, the oyla so'if, he had in mind l'shem, chatas o'if, v'shina es makayima, like it says in the Mishnah, shasolamata. Oh, because of those two facts, that is different than your carbon Oshim. You're trying to go and bring a parallel Oshim. How can you bring a parallel? The Oshim, there was only one boo-boo. What was that? Shinishmoy. But the Mokum was good. Here we had two problems. Shinishmoy and Shinishmokoyma. And therefore, Ein Me'alin Ba. Later Blazer. Sir Blazer says, okay, I hear you. What you're saying is, my case of the Oshim, there was only one damaging aspect, and that is, he did it l'shem shlomim, but the mokim was good. So I'm going to throw in the mokim as well. Amalei Reb Elazar, Oshem sheshachta bedoraim, not betzofin, bedoraim. L'shem shlomim yichiach, sheshina shmoy, v'shina es makoymoy. Two strikes. The person made two boo-boos. One, he was mishan Hashem from Oshem to shlomim. Number two, he shechted the Oshem bedoraim and not betzofin. U'mayalimboy, but you agree there's a din of me'ila. So af'at al tisma lo'oila. So don't go and say, but the oila sa'oif, that it has a din of Eimei Alamboy, the oila afo pisha shine shema. He did a shine shem from oila sa'oif to chata sa'oif. Vishine es makoim, instead of doing it lamali, you did it le mata. Also should be Eimei Alamboy. And that's two for two. My Oshem, there were two boo-boos, two strikes. What's the din? Eimei Alamboy. Here you also made two boo-boos. Eimei Alamboy. So Amr Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua says, "Loi, im Amr's be Oshem, Shishina Shmoy, Vishina es Makoimoy, Vloishina es Masav." But the Oshem, there was no change in the Mas in terms of your Shechita. You go and shech the Oshem the same way that you go and shech the Shlomim, the same way you shech any other carbon. So there was no Shini in the Mas. To him, Ba'oila, that you have three strikes. Shishina Shema, instead of Oili, had a mind chatasoy. V'yes ma'aseh, he did a malika of only one instead of two. V'shines makoim, he was mishana makoim, by doing it lamat instead of lamala. Oh, so therefore, as a result of the three combined, ein me'alin ba. Omarava, Sarava says now, the name alei l'choira, what Reb Elazar should do, just like Reb Elazar before. He started off with one chisarayim, and then Rabbi Yeshua said, well, here, there's two chisarayim. So what did Rabbi Elazar do? Okay, I also have a second chisarayim. And he was Mishana the Mokim, Mishana the Machshava. That's what he's saying here. But here, there are three problems, because also, Shines Masav says, Rabbi, you could have said here, too, by the Oshem, there are three problems. The name alay, the choyder Rabbi Elazar should have, in his response, he should have said, Oshem Sheshachta Bedorim, okay, that's a Shina Mokai. Vishen Shlomim, that was the Shaloi Lishma, Shina Eshemoi. And Vishini Baalim, what happens if. I'm sorry?
No, he said Baalim.
Shini Baalim. Shini Baalim means that he had in mind from. For Ruvain for Shimon, Shimon for Ruvain, for a different individual. And that being the case, I have now three Shinoyim. So that is the same as Shishina Eshemoi, like you had by our. Oilas oif, you mashan Hashem by having in mind for the chatas oif. Shines makoimoi, where you did it lamata said lamala. Vishines maasav, by uns there was a shini maasim. What was the shini maasim that he only did a one instead of two when it came to the malika, only one simon, he was not maftal. But here, not but here. Similarly, by the Oshem, there were also three shinuyim. Throw in shini balam as well. Of course, Shinui Balim and Shinui Matzav are not exactly the same. But the point is, here I have three Shinuyim by the Asham, and nevertheless I say it's Me'alinba. So even though you have three Shinuyim here, it should also be the din of Me'alinba. So now Rav is wondering, why didn't Reb Lezer give this example, give this answer? Since Reb Lezer didn't say that, Shema mino nochis Reb Lezer letamid Reb Yishua. That after this extended dialogue, both in the Mishnah and now in the Braisa, Reb Lezer says to himself, let me try to understand where Reb Yishua is coming from, that he is so adamant in holding that it's Ein Me'alimba. And what was that reason? Like we said yesterday, Yom Rav Adar Bar Hava, Oy Mahoy Reb Yishua, Oy Vesoif, Shaso Lamata, Ki Masi Chatas, L'Shem Chatas, Ki Mishamolag Bo, Simen Echad. After all, this is an Oy Vesoif, he's supposed to be Mavdul both. But as soon as he did the Malika on the first Simen, since he did it Lamata instead of Lamala, and since he's constantly thinking and saying out loud, L'Shem Chatas Mitzvah, L'Shem Chatas, oh, guess what happens? Nimshachas v'nasis chatas ha'oif. Magically, of course, based on Torah law, that's what Rabbi Yeshua was makabel, that even though this started off as an oilas ha'oif, when it was muktish, when it was consecrated, the person say, I'm doing it for an oilas ha'oif. But every action, every machshav, every detail that he did was a masachatos. So therefore, nimshachas v'nasis chatas ha'oif, this oilas ha'oif gets schlepped from the oilas ha'oif ledger to the Chatas Oif ledger. Ah, since it becomes now a Chatas Oif, if you do it properly, which he did properly, the Chatas Oif, he did it Lamata, he did it with one Simon, he did it with L'Shem Chatos, L'Shem Chatos. So since he did a proper Chatas, so that takes away from the Me'ila, so he was Mesakin the Me'ila, or he removed the Me'ila by converting it from an Oilas Oif to a Chatas Oif, and by a Chatas, if you do it perfectly, guess what? Then there's no problem, no Isser Me'ila.
Can the Kohen eat it then? I mean, we say it's a Chatas Oif, but if it's not being brought for a Chait, how can the Kohen eat a Korban that has no parent, no source of a Chait?
Okay, so what you're focusing on is a very, very important point. At this point in the Gemara assumes that it becomes a full-fledged Chatas Oif, and that it's a kosher chatas oif and can be nechal kahanim like any normal korban chatas oif. The Gemara, however, later is going to conclude, no, it is a shtikl chatas oif and it's not a shtikl chatas oif. It's a chatas oif that there is no din of me'ila, but nevertheless, it's still not a kosher korban. But you are now asking for the end of the story.
It's
ready to begin. Yeah, I know it is. Baruch Hashem, you're always full of Torah, Mechama, Meslibai. But that's going to be the focus of the Monday.
Why are we bringing one, two, or three different Shinuim that he made? Just one should be enough.
This is only in response to Reb Lezer. Since Reb Lezer says, I'll bring you a parallel case of an Ashim that you messed up and you had a L'Shem Shlomim, and nevertheless it's Din of Me'ila over here too. You messed up from the Oilas Oif to the Chatas Oif, should be in Din of Me'ila. Why do you say in Me'alimba? Said now Rabbi Yeshua, the reason why you said Me'alimba, because it was only one mess up. That was the Shloi L'Shma. Here there were two mess ups. If you did a Lamat instead of Lumat. Okay, fine. It's the location that's bothering you. I'll have a case of an Asham where they messed up, number one, in the Lishma, and number two, they messed up in the location, instead of doing it in Safin Din Da'a. See, it's two, just like your two. And the Allah is, you agree with me, by the Asham would have a Din of Me'ila. So over here, she also Din of Me'ila. Says in Rav Shua, here the three differences, three chasraydas. It's not only Lishma, it's not only the location, but it's also... Sorry?
The Ma'asim.
What was the Ma'asim? Instead only of doing one. Two, he did one. Oh, that's three Shinuyim. Your case is only two Shinuyim. Two Shinuyim, Me'ila. But three Shinuyim, then there's no Dira Me'ila. Dr. Ava, you're adding up further numbers of Shinuyim. I can give you a third one. He did it with Shini Balim. Why don't you say over there, that's my Alim, but even though he switched from Yankel to Beryl, Reuven to Shimon, still is a Dira Me'ila. So bring that against the case of Rabbi Yeshua. You said the three Shinuyim. Here there's also three Shinuyim. Just like by the Oshim, three Shinuyim, it's Me'alaba. Here should also be Me'alaba. Why didn't he say that? He says, Rabbi, I'll tell you why. Because after this lengthy discussion, Rabbi Lezer finally figured out, I now know the Svar of Rabbi Yeshua. By doing so many Shinuyim, it has now become no longer an Oilas Oif. It's now become a newly should I say newly christened?
Chatas oif.
He did the chatas oif perfectly. He did it lamata. He did it with a havdola. He did it with having in mind chatas oif. Once it's a chatas oif. So now Barry's asking, is it really a full fledged chatas oif that it's is yoitza carbon the chatas oif and the kanam can eat from it? That's going to be the discussion, the Amid Beis. Gemara eventually at the end, depending whether we get to the end of today's daf or not, depending on the number of questions that are raised, etc. People have to run to business and stuff like that. Anyway, the point is, Gemara will eventually conclude, no, that all it has is Nevchatas Oif is only to remove the Isser Ameila, but it is not a kosher korban after all. For those of you that are really still agitated, you can look on Samach Ches Amud Aleph after this fairly lengthy sugya, right before the Mishnah. You see the last two lines right before the Mishnah on Samach Ches Amud Aleph 68a.
Yeah.
You see right before the Mishnah, two lines before Eima di Amar Rabbi Yeshua Lafuki Midei Meila. That he says it's a Chatas Oif is only to remove the Ismail, like it says in the Mishnah. Eima Yamba. Basically, the choiva miyomar. Did he say with that your yoitza a mitzvah or a chiyuv of bringing a chatas oif, and that it's a kosher carbon that kohen can eat from it? Don't push it that much. You give the person an inch. He wants to take a foot. I only allowed you to say it's only alibi. I didn't say anything more than that. That's going to be at the very conclusion of the gemara.
Which was Ebenezer?
Mister Blesman Horkins. Correct.
Yesterday.
Two reasons
he was Shmute. Because he was in Prince Shamta and Bab Metzia's story with Tanra Bachnai, and also the comment of Lim De Shammai, right?
Tanra Bachnai. Good. Anyway, so getting.
I'm trying to drill in here just for a second on Me'ila. What Me'ila, what Hana is someone going to hear from a Chatas Ha'of that's been slaughtered with Malika?
What happens if you go and eat from it?
No, it's
eating nevela, metame, all those wonderful things. But is there a din of meila?
Oh, I see. In addition to everything else, is there meila?
Does he have to bring a carbon asham meila?
Okay.
Zorki mori etz vaitem. That's midlik omelei hachish mamino nochas rebled letame. What is the Omer of Adar Barahava? Oimai Rabshua, Oimai Saif Shasol, Lamata, Kimase, Chatzah, Shem, Chatzah, Kim, Shemolik, Bitsimen, Echad. As soon as he does the first simon, because after all this is an oila soif, he's supposed to do two simon. Mm-hmm. But since, as he is starting his malika, he's saying, Rabbi Yisai, I'm doing a masa chatas, I'm standing here lamata. As soon as he hits that first simon with his malika, hits, as soon as he cuts through that first simon, nimsheches venasas chatas soif, even if subsequently he finishes off with the second simon, that's like chaticha choitech be basa ba'almahu. How did the Gemara call it the other day? It was just considered mechatech basa ba'almal. He just, ultimately he's going to go and cut it because he's going to go and do whatever he wants with it. But that cutting is shingunish because at the moment of doing the very first semen, at that point, you go and stop him and say, Rabbi Yisai, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we now have a feretik echatas oif. Since it's lamata, and since he did one simon, and since he had in mind, and he's screaming out the whole time, chatas, 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 it becomes chatas oif. No, there's no din of meila. Frank Timar, would you say the reverse as well? Ihochi, let's start off with chatas oif nami. So we're going to do now the mirror image. Instead of an oilas oif, with these three changes that we spoke about, and therefore we said, okay, so now it has a din like a chatas oif. Would you say the chatas oif, that you make these three changes, it becomes like an oilas oif? What happens if he did it lamala? And he did it like a mass of oilas oif, meaning that he went and did a malik of two simonim. Would you say the same thing, and he's also screaming out, I'm doing it the shame, oila so'oif? Would you say, mechid molik basimen echat, yimashav, yitihavi, oila so'oif? Would you say, since we're standing, lamala, and he's saying, I'm doing a masa oila, I have in mind, oila, oila, oila. And as soon as he does that first simon, would you also say, timashu tehevi oilas oif? V'chitei mahochanami? Just the same swara that we said with the oilas oif, we'll say with the chatas oif. But that's not right. From Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rebbano'o, Kachi Hatzor Shel Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rebbano'o, that's the explanation of Rabbi Yeshua, and that's the explanation of the whole Mishnah. My love, Kachi Hatzor Besulai. What did he mean by adding these three words, Kachi Hatzor? Five words, Kachi Hatzor Shel Mishnah. What was his kavanah? Mistumi meant to say is, what you have is what you get, what you see is what you have. What it says in the Mishnah, that's what Rabbeinu HaKadosh held. But that's it. Don't add, don't subtract, don't try to expand on this. That's the Mishnah. So if that's the case, then we could not apply it to Chatzos HaOyf that he was Mishana made an Oylus HaOyf. That's Nishkarai from what you just said, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. Kachatzos Shel Kula Mishnah. What he meant is the Hatzos of what it says B'Feirush in the Mishnah, and also what you could learn from the Mishnah. And it's not as if our Mishnah doesn't talk about Chatzos HaOyf. After all, in the same Mishnah, one line earlier, we talked about Chatzos HaOyf. And at the beginning of our Perek, it's Chatzos HaOyf. And yesterday, we said that the first two Mishnahs is really one long Mishnah. That's why the Gemara referred to our Mishnah as the Sefer of the Mishnah. Okay, so it's not as if we didn't talk about Chatzos HaOyf at all. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant, Kula Mishnah. And if that's the case, says our Gemara at this point, Einachanami, both the Oilas HaOyf that he did with all these Masa Chatasin, that would be in Machlek Zerblez Rabbi Shul, like you have in our Mishnah. And the same thing would apply for Ked, that if you have the Chatas Oif, and he went and did all of these changes to make it Oilas Oif, the same thing that Rabbi Shul would say, it has a status now of an Oilas Oif, even though it started off as a Chatas Oif, but just like our Mishnah started off with Oilas Oif, and he made all these changes, it became a Chatas Oif. If you start off with a Chatas Oif, you made all the changes, it became an Oilas Oif. That would be the first test. However, Rav Ashi, no. There's a major difference. Mishloim Oilas Oif Shasol Lemata Kimasi Chatas L'Shem Chatas. Our case, given the Ha Hechsher B'Simon Echad V'Hechsher B'Shnei Simonim. The Hechsher of a Chatas Oif, as we know, is one Simon V'Lo Yavdil. The Hechsher of an Oilas Oif is two Simonim V'Oilas Oif Lemata Lesa. There's no such concept of Oilas Oif Lemata. Oilas Oif has to be lemala, and therefore you have to go up to kevish, you have to go up to the soyvet, you have to do it lemala. Oilas oif lemata nishdo lesser. It's therefore if you took an oilas oif and you left it lemata on the ritzba, and the coin is now doing malika, kimin the molek bos simen echad. As soon as, remember, it's not just that the Mokoim is Lamata. He's also saying, L'shem Chatas Oif, L'shem Chatas Oif, L'shem Chatas Oif. As soon as he does the Malika on that first Simon, even though this is an Oilas Oif, but as soon as he does that Malika on Simon Echad, before he got to the second Simon, Nimshechas V'nazes Chatas Oif, then magically it gets transformed from an Oilas Oif to Chatas Oif, like Rav Adza Bar Ahava said before. But El Chatas Oif, even the Omamar, since we learn Malika b'chol mokim k'sheira, that Malika everywhere is kosher by a chatas oif, makes no difference whether it's lamala or lamata. So mechi molek bas simen echad, ifsula. As soon as he goes and does a Malika on that first simen, instead of making it into transforming it from a chatas oif to an oilas oif, fakert. As soon as he goes and does a Malika on the first simen, he is now parceling the carbon. It becomes parcel. Now when he does the other simon, it's too late to go and be mamshechit and say, I'm going to make this chatas oif into an oilas oif. What's the key difference between the oilas oif that he's transforming into a chatas oif, which we say, that's our Mishnah and that's Rabbi Yeshua. Why does he say that a chatas oif does not become transformed into an oilas oif? It's very simple. Because when you're talking about a chatas oif, the fact that you've done it lamala or lamata in terms of the malika, we're not talking about in terms of the hazor, we're talking about the malika. Chatzos oif is kosher b'chol makom. So even though he went and said, I'm having in mind an oilas oif and he's doing it lamala, that doesn't change the essential character of this chatzos oif, because a chatzos oif you're allowed to do lamala. Masha'ink in the oilas oif, you're not allowed to do it lamata. Oilas oif has to be ayin, it has to be lamal. Even by the malik, it has to be. How do you know? You might have learned it from the pasuk before. Ma'olak v'hikter or mitzah, all got to be lamal. So therefore, if you're starting off with an oilas oif and you're doing a lamata, everybody sees, this is a chatas oif. And then he screams out, I'm doing a l'shem chatas oif. Chatas oif. So as soon as he does that first simon, that is a chatas oif hechsher, because you're doing it v'lo yavli, you're doing that first. Immediately on the spot, it gets transformed from the oilas oif into a chatas oif. But if you're doing the chatas oif and you're doing a lamala, Okay, you chatzel, you're allowed to do gemala. You can do. He, it's apparently too hot down below, and maybe there's a lot of blood accumulating. He's getting nervous about it. The godim, so he's going up to the top of the fact that he's doing up above. He maybe wants to show it. Boy, he said, I want you to show you that locha, just in case you don't remember from the 5 years of koyin school. I'm teaching you. You're allowed to do a chatzel oif lemala. So the fact that he's doing lemala, that doesn't really make that much of an impression on people. As soon as he does that first malika of the siman echad, and he says, I'm doing a l'shem oyla, and machkalia. He ruins the carbon, and now it becomes a posla oyla. As soon as it becomes a posla oyla, if you're going to go and say, well, he's going to finish it off, and now let it be nimshach from one to the other, it's already too late. It's already an oyla psula. You can no longer transform an oyla psula into a kosher chatas oif.
Because he's introduced it and said, I'm making this a chatas oif. The first siman being severed destroys its ability to be repaired.
You're talking about the case of our Mishnah?
I'm talking about the case in the Gemara right now. The Chatas Ha'of, he's in the wrong location. There's no wrong location, Chazan, doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Now he's doing the first siman. Mm-hmm. So he's doing the first siman of this.
And he has in mind for?
He has in mind for a Chatas Ha'of.
No. With Chatas Ha'of, he's doing all three differences.
Okay, so I'm saying he's doing Chatas
Ha'of. Shini Mokim, Shiloh Lishma, meaning in mind for an Oilas Ha'of, okay. As well as that he's going to go and do the Havdalah now with his fingers.
Right.
With the Malika.
Right.
Remember, there's an essential difference between a chatas and an oila. By a chatas, you do it shloi l'shma, it's
pasul.
So as soon as he started with this chatas oif, and he says, I have in mind for oila oif, and he starts doing the malikas, he now did that first. It blows up. The whole thing becomes down.
Because it's the chatas quality, it's not symmetrical. The oila is still kosher l'shem chatas, but the chatas l'shem oila, it destroyed. It's complete. You know, do not pass go. Do not collect 200. Go to jail.
That's exactly it. Right.
Okay.
Therefore,
that's the point. Thank you.
But as soon as he does that first malik on the first siman, it becomes
possible.
Exactly. Now when he gets to the second siman, and he's thinking to himself, oh, maybe I'll use the Rabbi Yeshua, leave it Rabbi Barahava, leave it Rabbi Ashi, and we're going to go and say it's now converted from a chatas oif to an oilas oif. It's already possible, my dear. Heichem mimshecha b'havi oilas oif. Once it was nifsal, because as you said, we started off with the chatas. We have in mind for an oila.
Boom!
It's all destroyed. No good. So with this, we have concluded the dialogue back and forth. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now the focus is going to be further on Rabbi Yeshua. Gufa om Rabbi Ad Bar Ahava Uimahi Rabbi Yeshua Oilas Oif Shasol Mata Kimase Chatas L'Shem Chatas Kimin Shemolek Ba Simen Echad Nimshachas V'Nasis Chasas Oif. Like we said, and that's the reason why in our Mishnah says Rabbi Yeshua Ein Me'alad Ba. And at this point in the Gemara assumes that it's a kosher Chatas Hu Oif. Now, what do you mean it's a kosher chatas oif? Number one, it can be eaten by the kahanim. And number two, there's no reason why the person, if he was mechuyev a chatas oif, that he brought it. In other words, let's say you have a person who was chote and one of the three chatoim for which you have to go and bring a carbon oil of the yard. So, if he's rich, kiz basir. If he's not so wealthy, he has to bring the two oifis. So, although there may be a seder in the oif, normally a chatas comes before an oila, it's not ma'akiv. If you bring the oilas oif before, the chatas oif before, makes no difference. So, this person, he brought the oif, he rather than brought the oilas oif. And the koyin, unfortunately, or fortunately for him, went and switched it from an oilas oif, and he did the three shinuyim, that of a chatas oif. Now what happens is, says Rabbi Yeshua, it becomes a chatas ha'oif, and therefore a mayalimba. So the Gemara assumes that it's a kosher carbon, and I no longer have to bring a chatas ha'oif. All I have to worry about now is this person that did, he has to bring the chatas ha'oif of the yard, I have to bring now an oilas ha'oif, the chatas ha'oif, I'm a yoitza. When I went to the Bismigish this morning, I thought I'm going to be yoitza the oilas ha'oif, and I'm still going to have to bring a chatas ha'oif. And now I get the good news that I already brought my chatas ha'oif, I have to bring now an oilas ha'oif. Right? I don't think there's any financial ramifications. Presumably, the oifis are the same price, unless they've gone up, but it's gone down. But it doesn't make a difference. He has to bring two anyway. So instead of his carbon being a kosher oilas ha'oif, the Gemara assumes at this point it was a kosher chatas ha'oif. That's the assumption. Based on this, the Gemara is going to ask a series of kashas from Masechtas Kinim. Now, Masechtas Kinim, for those of you that have ever learned it, know that although the lomdis and the svaris are not difficult, but with daf halten kop. Halten kop means you have to concentrate because there's so many different hopping. Exactly, since it's foul, it keeps on hopping from topic to topic, from case to case, from so with daf halten cheshem. But it's not difficult. Toshima. The Gemara is going to bring now two rayas from Mesechtes Kinim, and the Gemara is going to tell us from a raya from the very end of Mesechtes Kinim, that Mesechtes Kinim was composed by none other than our Rebbe Yeshua. And so therefore the Gemara assumes that from beginning of Kinim till the end of Kinim, it's all Rebbe Yeshua speaking. And since we have Rebbe Yeshua in our Gemara, who says that an oivus oif, where there was a foul up, all three shenuyim. Foul, you like that?
I know,
you
see that? Actually fell down, because if it was up, it'd be in the right place.
Very good. Anyway, so the point is, where you made a big, big boo-boo with the oil of sa'oif, it becomes transformed into a chata sa'oif, and we're going to bring two mishnayis and kinim, where that lechoyda doesn't work. It's what you just said is wrong. So let's see. Toshima. Chatas lezu v'oil lezu. You have two ladies. One lady was called Rachel, and one lady was called Leah. Rachel had to go and bring a korban chatos. Leah had to go and bring a korban oila. Although we don't really know what the circumstances are, the presumption is that each one of them, for instance, was a yoledes. A yoledes has to go and bring both a chatos oif and an oila sa'oif. Actually, that's not 100% cake, the truth. If the yoledes happens to be a lady of means, or a husband is a man of means, you bring a keves lechatos and oif le'oila. However, the pasuk says, if she's not able to, she can't afford it, then you just, instead of bringing a behema, a keves, together with an oif, you bring two oifes. Fine. So you have these two yoldesen who are of modest means. Each one has to go and bring a set, chatos and an oila. In one case, the lady had already brought her oila, so she only has a chatos left. In the other case, the lady had brought her chatos and she only had an oila left. Fine. And the two ladies meet in the oif store, and they say, you know what, let's bishutvis go and buy two oifes. One oif will be for me for a chatos, and one will be for you for an oila. And they say, sure, why not? Good. We bring the two oifes now to the kohen. And the kohen did not know what the status of these two oifes were. He sees that these two ladies here bringing two oifes. He assumed osishtein lemala. He assumed that both of them were oilois. If they're both oilois, you have to bring a lemala. Okay, so the one that was an oila, that was done perfectly. And he did it lemala. But the only one that was supposed to be a chatos, she did it, or the kohen did it lemala, no good. That's why it says in the Mishnah, mechtze kosher, mechtze posel. The chatos oif was beautiful. Sorry, the oilus oif was beautiful because osa shtein lemala. Oilus oif is great. The chatos oif, unfortunately, falls down or foul down. That's on that case. Now we go to case number two. Shtein lemata. What happens if the koyin messed up and he thought that those were both chatos oifs and he did them both lemata? Again, mechza kosher, mechza posel. The lady that had to go and bring the chatos, Baruch Hashem, she's happy. It was done properly. But the lady that was supposed to bring the oila, unfortunately, is possible, because the oila was done lamata. Finally, achas lamala v'achas lamata, the kohen knew that we're dealing with the one is chatas and one is oila, but he made a switch. And that is, well, I shouldn't say he made a switch. What he did is he took the two oifas, he did one lamala, and he did one lamata, but he doesn't know which one of them was the chatas and which one of them was the oila. So there's a good possibility he did it properly. Of course, when he did lamala like an oiler. I'm sorry? 50-50. Since it's 50-50, we have to be machmer and shteim psulais. We have to assume that they're both possible, because we can't take the risk to go and say that this lady had her kapara, because maybe she didn't have her kapara. Sorry?
Why both possible?
One was up and down, and we don't know which one is up and which one is down.
No, but one of them he made up a hakel.
100%. See, this was, they called it, they said, we hereby are maktish this oif to be a chatas oif. We hereby maktish this oif to be an oilas oif. So the chatas oif, if the kohen was smart and he knew all the rules and regulations, it could be this kohen is smart, but unfortunately he made a boo-boo. Even in tzadik ba'aretz sheyasa tov liyechta. We all make boo-boos. Not you, I'm doing it, I do every day. Anyway, so the point is, this is a chatas oif and this is an oilas oif. If the kohen was doing it properly, he would take the chatas oif to a lamata. If he knew that this was an oilas oif, he would do a lamala. The problem is that he made us. He may have made a switch. What means he may have made a switch? This was a chatzas oif lamala. This was an oilas oif lamata. So then both of these kabbonis are possible. So I don't know whether he did it rightly or
but
wrongly.
But if he made this as a hatas,
yeah,
it's kosher because you can get an oila into a hatas.
That's the Gemara's kasha. Bill, you're machavin to unzi Gemara's kasha. Shkoyach, thank you very much. You chapped it beautifully. Zok to Gemara, that's the next shtick Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Why I say shtei psulois when you had one lamal, one lamatash, and the oimer, chatas korv lamal? It could be, not that I know for sure, but it could be the chatas he brought lamala, and the oil he brought lamata. That's the Mishnah, that's the explanation. Now, builds kasha. Nehina midi oila korv lamata. Let's assume taka he made a upside down, he made a switch, and he did the oila lamata. Nevertheless, it should still be kosher. Not both of them, but at least the oila sa'oif should be kosher. Al tzchata sa'oif. Timshach v'tehevi chata sa'oif. Because since we're saying that one was done lamata, let's assume that it was the oila they did lamata, which until now we said, well, okay, it's possible the oila has to be done lamata. But if he did every one of the avoidos like a lamata, meaning that he did, first of all, he did a taka lamata on the ritzpah. Number two, he was screaming out, l'shem chata, l'shem chata, l'shem chata. And then he went and did the malika, he did the one like a chatas. So what did we say according to Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua says it gets transformed automatically from an oilas oif into a chatas oif. So why do we say shteim psulois? The oilas oif should be kosher as a chatas oif. Is that your kasha? Oh, so all the amiroim are bothered by this kasha, together with our very good friend Bill Brown.
And then all of us, because of association.
Exactly. And you too, exactly. Zok Yimara, so why don't you say Timshu Tevi Chatas Oif and say at least one of the two is kosher? See, Yimara gives a very good terence. Eimad Rabbi Yeshua, when did Rabbi Yeshua say that it gets transformed from Oilas Oif to Chatas Oif? Bechad Gabra, if you're talking about one individual. That one individual brought an Oilas Oif, and you're saying, because of all these three Shinuyim, it becomes transformed into a Chatas Oif. But here we're talking about Trey Gavri. We're talking about, really not Trey, it should be Trey Itza. That yeah. We're talking about two ladies. We're talking about Rachel and Leah. So you're saying, Rachel, who was supposed to bring the Moshel and Oilas Oif, if the Koyin put it, made it down below, with the three Shinuyim, it should now become a Chatas Oif. Rachel says, I don't need a Chatas Oif. Shkoyach, I need an Oilas Oif. Oh, so we're going to go and switch it from Rachel to Leah. Even Rabbi Yeshua says, you can't do that. I mean, I brought the carbon, and Shelly should go and get credit, or Shelly brings the carbon, I should get credit. Can't do something like that. The very same person who brought an oilas oif, that I can go and transform into a chatas oif. But also to transform it from Rachel's carbon to Leah's carbon, that's already a little bit of a stretch. In fact, it's so much of a stretch that the top toise says, Taima, hey, chisal kadat meikara. How could he even have such a hava minute? Shati Moshech Oilas Leia Viti Asa Chatzis Rachel. Did you go and switch from one person to the other? To go and make the carbon different, okay. But to go and switch it from Leia to Rachel? How can you have such a hava minute? Ayin Shem Tois, therefore, has a different shot. Because of that, say some of the Mephoshim, that's why Rashi said that they bought it together. Remember, we said that Rachel and Leia bought it together. If you look at Rashi on the fourth line from the top, in the middle of the line, v'lokhu kan be'iruv. Iruv means that they took their money. She put in $10. She put in $10. We have $20. Okay, I want to go and buy now two oifis for $20. I mean, each one could have bought it on their own. Why do they have to buy?
They got a discount by buying two.
Maybe it's $19.99. Right. And of course, there are no pennies today. Okay, all these are very, very difficult questions we have to resolve. But the point is, why did Rashi say you came be'iruv? Rachel came to Beis Hamikdash with her oif. Leah comes with her oif. They meet out in the courtyard there in the oilas, in the Ezra's Nashim. Oh, what are you? I'm bringing an oif. What do you bring? Chatzis oif. What do you bring? Oif. Okay, well, that's wonderful. Now the kohen comes by and he says, what do we have here, ladies? Here we have two oifas. Okay, you don't even tell anymore. I'll take care of the whole thing. And what did he do? He did one lamala, one lamata. Maybe he did the oilas oif lamata. Maybe they're not. So says the Gemara, when did Rabbi Yeshua say that it works to go and transform an oilas oif to chatzis oif? If it's one individual, not by two individuals. You're going to go and switch it from Leah to Rachel. But since Rashi said that they bought it together as one, it's already at least to have a minhag, I can understand why the Gemara should ask the question. Because Hoysa says, "Hey, chesol kedai to make a car. What was even the shaila? What was the kash?"
Shinu b'alim problem is a psul and shinu b'alim.
Yeah, but your shinu b'alim, you're talking out isa kachin. The Gemara is really talking about the financial realities that each one of them has to go and bring a particular carbon. Can I go and say that you have a beautiful tie and I have a nice jacket? Oh, my jacket belongs to you and your tie belongs to me. I mean, if we make a kinyan, you can do that.
Democratic socialist.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like our new mayor. But the point of all of this is, how can you automatically go and take Rochel's nechassim and give it to Leah and lay it in the Rochel? That doesn't work.
You can in a way with Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. You still have, you know, if it's all tonight Bezdin, if everything's done through Bezdin, mm-hmm. You can, as it were, subvert the ownership by reassigning it, you know.
But the Bezdin has to make such a declaration.
It's always there implicitly in all these things. We always have like the backdrop.
See,
okay.
You'll be stuck with that kasha. Frank Dimara, let's go and bring another raya. Dimara Toshima, another raya to our shaila about Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, we're going to ask a steer Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua said, no, this oif gets converted into a chatas oif. I can show you that's a nishta zoi. Toshima, another Mishnah Mesechtes Kinim. Chatas v'oila ustuma umufureshes. Hi, vavoy, what are we talking about? So Rashi tells us we're talking about, again, two ladies, Rochel and Leah. And the Rochel and Leah, in this case, are not bringing each one separate oif for a combination of two oifes altogether, but rather, each one is bringing three oifes, and therefore you have a combination of six altogether. Now, what's the reason why you have these six? So Rashi explains, it's talking about that each one of them was mechuyev to bring one of either an oilas oif or a chatas oif. Each one of them, Ruchel was mechuyev the chatas, and Leah was the oilas oif, or fakert. And in addition to that, they're also bringing another kan, mitoiras nedava. Since it's a toiras nedava, that new kan is going to have two oilois and not two chatois. So let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi, you see, is a lot of dark font. The chatas v'oila, the bold font. Skip to Hachagasin and Lom Mesechus Kinim. Everybody have that? Shtei Noshim. You have two women. Shaloku Gimel Kinim Be'iruv. Three kinim together. In other words, they both went into the bird store and they told them a whole story, and then they came out with six oifes altogether, three kinim. Of the two women, Zutricha Oila v'kancholem, one lady needs an oila, she was mechuyev an oila from some other, v'kancholem, and a full-fledged kan, meaning of two oilois, echad, v'kancholem, chatzis an oila, thank you, v'kancholem, echad, chatzis v'echad oila, she was required to bring an oila, as well, so I made a mistake when I said she had to bring another neder, because she really has to go and bring a kan sholim, because, for instance, she was a yoledes, the marshal. Yeah.
She still owed an ola from a previous
beginning. Exactly, she was menaderet, or maybe from an earlier. Exactly. So she has to bring three oifes altogether, an ola, and a kan sholim, and an echad chatz, the echad ola. So therefore, if you add it up, says Rashi, hanishtei oilas v'chatzis, right? If you start off with one oila, and then you add an oila and a chatzis, you have two oilas and chatzis. The zoo, and the other lady tzricha shtei chatois v'oila, meaning that she was mechuyev v'chatzis from whatever, and she also had to bring a kan sholem. So therefore, you start off with one chatos, you add another chatos and another oila, it's two chatois and an oila. So bottom line is, Rochel has to go and bring two oilois and a chatos. Leah has to bring two chatos and an oila. So the combination is three oilois and three chatois all together. Right. So six praedim, six pigeons, three of them chatois, three of them oilois. In terms of the ladies, one is two and one, and the other one is one and two. Okay, so now what did they do? Upirshu, so now after they brought home these six oifois, they went and made three separate sets. Upirshu, echem and akinim, the first set they said, pray the oila lezu, or pray the chatis lezu. This pray the oila, in other words, this oif is going to be oila for Rochel, and this oif is going to be a chatis for Leah. Okay? So for, very similar to the top case we just had in our Gemara. Now, in addition to that, the Echem and the Kinim number two, Henichu Stuma. What means Stuma? Totally generic, totally silent. Like Pishu Eza Chat pray the chatis, the Eza pray the oila. And similarly, they didn't say whether it's Rochel's or whether it's Leah's, they just left it parth. Just two oifis, finished. Vayemol pirshu, pray the zu oila, u pray the zu chatas. Yes, they did say oila and chatas, similar to the first kan, but here the difference was, avashim is balam loy nisparshu. They didn't go and say that this is for Ruchel and this is for Leah. They just said, this will be a chatas and this will be an oila, which both of them are good for both of them, because each one of them has to bring a multiple of chatois and or of oilais. So they didn't mention any Balaam's name. Okay, so what are we left with at the end, says Rashi? Number one, the first kan hari chatas leduv oilazu, because they specify this chatas is going to be for Ruchel and this oil is going to be for Leah. That was Beferish. Then they had kan stuma, where they didn't give any indication whatsoever, just two oifis. They handed over to the Kohen. The kan mufereshes, where they said, this is a chatas, this is an oil, but they didn't say who belongs to whom, whether this chatas belongs to Ruchel or to Leah, and the same thing for the oil. So what happens now? Let's go back to Yimara now. Three kinim. One kan was chatas v'oila kan, chatas v'ruchel, oila v'leia. Ustuma, just two birds. We didn't say anything. What they were, oila is chatois, well, goodish. Umufarashis, this is a chatas, this is an oila, but we didn't give any names. Okay, so now we give it to the kohen. And what did the kohen do? He should have, if he would have known what to do, he would have done all the chatois lamata and all of the oilis lamala. But he didn't. Asakun lamala, if he did all six oifis lamala, mechza kusha, mechza puzel. Half of them are kosher and half of them are puzel. In other words, the three oilis that should have been brought, they're all going to be oil lamala. Those are all good. The three that were supposed to be the chatos, since you did a lamala, they're all puzel. Fine. Next case. What happens if he brought all six lamata? Same cheshvan as before. Mechza kosher, mechza posel. Why mechza kosher, mechza posel? The three that were done lamata that should have been a chatos, those will be a kosher karmen chatos. And the three that were supposed to be lamala, mechza posel. Since he did them all lamata, those three will be posel. Now what happens? Chetzi lamala, chetzi lamata, oy, oy, oy. Half of it. There's six altogether. Three did lamala, three did lamata. Einek sheira, elis tuma, umeschalekes beinayim. Both the first of the three kinim, the one that we designated oila and chatas, oila for Ruchel, chatas for Leah, and the third one where we didn't give names, but we already specified this is a chatas and this is an oila. If it's possible that the kohen did it all upside down, he did the oila islamata and he did the chatoi islamala, so then those are all possible. So first kan and the third kan are all possible because he may have done mamish everything upside down. But the stuma is okay. Why is the stuma okay? Because the stuma, they didn't specify whether this is going to be for a chatas or for an oila. Brings Rashi, that we have elsewhere, the Gemara tells us, that when you're talking about kinim are birds that you're bringing for karbanois, how do they get a name of either a chatas or an oila? Either at the time of lekichas habalim, if an habalim buy it, they say, Raisai, this one is going to be an oila and this is going to be a chatas. Done. This is a chatas and this is an oiler, like the person said. What happens if the person has a stuma and hand it over to the kohen, then it gets its name at the time of the asiyas hakohen. And if the kohen says this one is a chatas, it becomes a chatas. And if he says this is an oiler, it becomes an oiler. Fine. So since he did half lamal and half lamata, so whether explicitly or implicitly, what he's doing is on that kan stuma, one that he did lamala is now going to be the oila. The one that he does lamata is going to be the chatos. At least that one is kosher. So says the Gemara, Einek sheid el stuma, the stuma will be kosher. Mischalek is b'neim. And we're going to give credit to Rachel and Talea, each one for one carbon. One will get a credit for an oila, one get a credit for a chatos, and then each one has to be mashlim, whatever they're missing. Okay, so that's the end of the Mishnah, and now the Gemara is bringing a diuk, a raya to our Gemara. The ilmu for Rosh and Lai. What about the third case? I can understand the first case where we had the oila for Ruchel and the chatas for Leah. I can understand over there you can't play any games because since we said expressly chatas for this one and oila for that one, if now the kohen does it perhaps upside down, where he did the chatas lamala and he did the oil lamata, those are all possible. But in the case of the third case, mitzvah for Rashim, why did you say automatically that those are all possible? Let's assume, Taka, in that third kan, where the third kan, he did one lamata and one lamala. And let's assume, Taka, he messed it up totally. And the oila he did lamata, and the chatzis he did lamala. Okay, so the chatzis lamala, that's out. But the oila that he did lamata, since Rabbi Yeshua is speaking, let us go and say, Tim shoich v'tihevi chatzis oif. Let us say that we're yoitza that chatzis oif, as a result of the fact that we took the oivis oif, we did it lamata. The koyin said, I'm making now a karm chatos. And he said, I'm making for the lady for the karm chatos. And he said, I'm doing now the malik lishin karm chatos. And he did it lamata. So why don't you go and say, the oivis oif gets automatically transformed into a chatos oif. And she should be yoitza one more carbon, not just that stuma, but even by the mufarashis, she should be yoitza one. The Gehoi, the Gemara could have asked the same kasha on the first kan as well. When you have the chatas and the oila, if he did echa lamala, the echa lamata, if he did the oila lamata, we said the whole thing is possible. Why don't you go and say that the oila gets transformed into a chatas and it should be kosher? So the answer is simple, because the Gemara already addressed that before, and the Gemara says you can't switch from ruchel to leia or leia to ruchel. And therefore, since the first kan was chatas lezu, and the second one is oila lezu, in other words, we specify that this is ruchel's oila and this is leia's. Leia's chatas, we came going after and say, well, the oil will be kusher l'shem chatas, not for her, but for the other one. We already said betray gavri, this doesn't work. So that's why we're asking on the Mufarashin case, when the Mufarashin case, we didn't specify any names.
We don't have that limit on it.
Exactly. So the Mufarashin case, we just said one is a chatas, one is an oil, but we didn't say that this is ruchels and this is leis. Oh, so very good. So at least the oilis oif that was done lamata. Bill, where are you? To ask this kasha. The oilis oif, which is lamata, we should say it's kosher, because that was the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua. Right. So maybe you're going to go and tell me about this second Mishnah, as well as the first Mishnah. That these Mishnais are not Rabbi Yeshua speaking, it's Rabbi Lezer speaking, or somebody else. So therefore the whole kasha is only Rabbi Yeshua that seems to hold that Oilas Oif can be magically transformed into a Chatas Oif, so why don't we do that in Kinim? Well, maybe because Kinim is not Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, me Matas Amr Sochi, can you say that? Toshema, but I have a further Mishnah. Now this Mishnah that we're going to learn now, which is fairly complicated, we're not bringing any rayas over here of the mata and the mala, where the chatas oif becomes an oilas oif and oilas oif becomes a chatas oif. We don't deal with our core sugya. Rather, all we're bringing this next Mishnah is, which is the final Mishnah in Mesechtes Kinam, because at the very tail end of the Mishnah, look on Samach Ches Omer Aleph, six lines in, this is still part of the same Mishnah, Omer Bishua, Zeusha Omer, Kishu Chai. Because we have Rabbi Yeshua in that final Mishnah, we're assuming that's his John Hancock and the whole Masechta, right. Mm-hmm. And therefore that gives the imprimatur and that gives us the stempel that this whole Masechta's kingdom is Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore this whole Mishnah that we're going to bring now is really not Negea to the Etzem Din, but the Yom Me'ila, Nish Me'ila, Lamal, Lamat, Lamat, Lamal, all of those things we're going to talk about it, but we're not asking Kashis now or bringing Rayas to the Halacha. All we're trying to bring a raya is that Kinam is written by Rabbi Yeshua. Once it's Rabbi Yeshua, then we have the kasha that we just asked now. So far, the first Mishnah that the Gemara asked, we already resolved. Because Chad Gavri and Trey Gavri. But now in this second Mishnah, we haven't resolved it yet. Why don't we say, by the Mufarashin, that the
Chatzos should be kosher because Nimshaches.
Exactly. So even though he may have done everything fakert, upside down, right. In a hapachu, he did the oil of lamata, he did the
at least credit that as a chatzos from the stumas.
Exactly. That's the Gemara's kasha, because it couldn't be sure. So we are not answering that until the very, very tail end of the Gemara. We could theoretically stop over here, but I think we're
finished the sugya.
Exactly. Toshima. O Isha Sha'amra, Hari Alai Khan, and Eved Zohar. You have a lady that says, I want to bring a korban, a kan means two oifis, if and when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mezakimi and I have a zuchar. The Gemara doesn't tell us, presumably this lady already has 12 daughters, and she says, if I give birth to one son, I'm going to go mimanadev a kan. Basically. What's a kan? Of two oilis. Right, he wants to be yoitz, she wants to be yoitz, then of periviriv. It's really not her, it's really her husband. Husband has promised her a beautiful...
Leave her alone for a while.
Yeah, or he's going to go and give her a beautiful diamond ring, or whatever happens to me. So she says, I'm going to bring two oilis, a kan, this is a neder, if I give birth to a zohar. And yield a zocher, Baruch Hashem. So mekuyim gevorn, she got a zocher. Mevi yishtei kinim. Now she has to bring two kinim, obviously. Achas l'nedra, the neder that she just made. The achas l'chaybas, like every year lettuce. We're talking about a lettuce again of modest mean, because she was very, if she was a very rich lady, then she'd have to go and bring a kevis. You can look it up. Together for the chayva, together with the, together with an oif. But because she's a modest mean, she has to go and bring two oifes. Okay. So zokti yimariyet. One for her neder, which is two oilois. The achas lechivasa, one is a chatas and one is an oila. And therefore, bottom line is, she is bringing now two kinim, which are all together four birds. Of the four birds, three of them should be lamala, because they're oilois, right. And one should be lamat, right? And in fact, Imar tells us. If the koyin knew exactly what he was doing, he would bring sholish lamala, the achas lamata. Oh, and then everything, Shalom al Yisrael, and we can go home. But le'yosikin, it's a nishkemachtaze. El otishtaim lamala, ubeiz lamata, oi, did two lamala and two lamata. V'loinimach, and he didn't ask. Should have said v'loinimach first. Okay. V'loinimach. So now, what are we missing? We're missing an oilasu oif. Because two would brought lamala, those are great. Mm-hmm. He brought two lamata, the chatas, that was great. But instead of that lamata, should have been lamala, so she's missing a kosher oilasu oif. She has to go and bring one more. B'takri venish, she should bring it. Lamala. Lamala meaning because it's an oilas oif. And mimin echad, and we're assuming until now that all of the oifas that she brought and that were brought, all of the same min. Same min means all toirim or all b'nei yoina. So therefore, we brought lamashal four toirim. Three of them should have been lamala, one should have been lamata. Instead, he made two lamala and two lamata. She has to go and bring now one to fill the gap because she's missing an oilas oif. So she'll bring it from the same min. It was all toir, but she'll bring one toir. Beautiful. I'll eat it. However, what happens in mishnei minim? What happens if the two kinim that she brought, one was toirim and one was b'nei yoina? And Rashi says, we assume that the first of those two has a din of choiva, because that she has to do min ha-toira. Right. So those that she aledik, that she took care of. All she has to take care of now are the two oilois l'neder. And unfortunately, one of those oilois l'neder
was
possible because it was done l'mata instead of done l'mala. So what do you have to do now? So if you knew for a fact what that second kan was, that it was toira v'nei yoina, then you'd only have to go and bring one, like we said before. You have to bring one. However, since she didn't know whether the toyrim were brought first and the koyin messed up in the b'nei yoina, or the b'nei yoina were brought first and he messed up in the toyrim, so which time she has to bring one ben yoina and one toyr to go and fill up the gap because
on
the oil self. Good. So far, so good. Now, Parsha Nidra. Now, what means Parsha Nidra? When she originally said at the outset, if I'm going to give birth to a zocher, I'm going to go and bring a kan. She didn't just say kan. She said, I'm going to bring a kan of blank, either toirim or b'nei yoina, whichever she preferred. Maybe she prefers the toirim or maybe b'nei yoina. Maybe one is more colorful, maybe one is larger, one is smaller. Whatever. She had a preference and she was mafarish. The word pish nidra means she said, I'm going to bring a kan of either toirim, or she may have said, I'm going to bring a kan of b'nei yoina. One of the two. And guess what happened? Now we brought the four birds in the two kinim, and she forgot which one she was menader originally, whether she was menader to toirim or to b'nei yoina. Okay. At the moment, we're assuming that they only brought in the Beis Hamikdash one min. The mashal, all four oifis were all toirim. Okay. So Parsha Nidra. And now, after bringing the four, what should we have done with the four? The kohen should have done three lamala and one lamata. But the Koyan unfortunately did two lamala and two lamata. So how much does she have to bring now? Tzricha lahavi oid gimel preidim mimin echad. If it turns out that the four birds that were brought were all lamushel toirim, so now in addition to the fact that she has to bring one, like we said before, mimin echad, you have to go and bring one, because I don't know whether that one was one of the kan that she was menader, maybe she was menader the other one. In other words, if all four birds were the mushal, all toirim, one of them the koyim messed up because he did lamat instead of doing lamala. So I have to go and fill up that gap and bring another toyer to go and take care of my neder. Yeah, but maybe she didn't say toyer at all. Maybe she said b'nei yoina. You're right. So she has to bring two separate b'nei yoina to be mekayim her neder, because maybe she said b'nei yoina. And since they only brought toyer, she wasn't yoitzer her neder at all. No. So ask her. I don't remember. Did you make a record of it? No. So therefore, she has to bring now three altogether.
And there's no surveillance cameras.
No surveillance cameras and no hidden recorders and no hot microphone, whatever. Is that clear?
Yeah. So her whole. If she's uncertain which species of bird she promised,
mm-hmm.
So all three olos, as it were, are deducted. She has no olos. She might have promised
the other men.
Right. So all three olos, as it were, have to be redone because none of them are satisfied.
I don't think you should look at it from that standpoint. You should look at it as far as the choiva that was taken care of, because the choiva she didn't wasn't menadra that the choiva can be. Because the choiva is nothing to do with what she says. The choiva says, bring either Khan of Bnei Yoina or Khan of Bnei
Yoina. So why is she bringing three then?
Okay, very simple. So now she's left with a second Khan. Let's assume, for example, that she said Bnei Yoina, but she doesn't remember. And let's assume that in the Beis Hamikdash, she brought that day two kinim of Toirim. Right. So vis-a-vis the Bnei Yoina, was she yoitz at all?
Not at all.
Gunish. How many did she have to bring now?
At least two.
But maybe Shitaka didn't say Bnei Yoina. Maybe Shitaka said a kind of Toirim. Now, if the Kohen would have done it properly, we brought Toirim today. So two Toirim, she promised two Toirim, he brought two Toirim, everything is Shulma Yisra.
Right.
However, because of the fact that he messed up, he did one Lamat instead of Lamala. So one of the two Toirim was no good. So she had to be mashlim that Tor to the Toirim. So that's on the assumption that she promised to go and bring a Khan of two Toirim. She brought two Toirim, but the Kohen messed up and only one of them is kosher. So she has to be mashlim one for the Toirim. But maybe she didn't say Toirim. Maybe she said Bnei Yoina. You're right. Were any Bnei Yoina brought today? No. So she has to bring two Bnei Yoina and one Tar. Three altogether. Good Sinishgit. You chop it? If you're not going to chop it, then you're not going to chop the next Gemara either.
Go through again. Go one of them. So she woman gives birth. She owes four birds, two als nedava and two als choiva.
Correct. She specified either toyim or bnei yoina.
Let's stick with one. Don't switch around. Similarly, she promised bnei yoina.
Fine, good.
Okay.
And what was
now, now? Now she goes. Now she goes to Beis Hamikdash. She brings four birds,
and all of them were toyim.
All toyim.
None of them were bnei yoina.
She never was fulfilled her bnei yoina.
Correct.
And the one below is also puzzle because it was done lamata.
Correct.
So she owes three.
Mm-hmm.
She owes three. Either she owes three bnei yoina. She certainly owes two bnei yoina.
For sure.
And she might even owe and she is still deficient in the ola for her chova.
For her neder that she said the second. Why is she deficient? You said that she said Bnei Yoina.
Right.
If we knew that she said Bnei Yoina, we wouldn't have a problem.
Right.
The problem is we don't know. She doesn't remember whether she said Bnei Yoina or she said Toyin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what did they actually bring today? They brought today Toyin. On the tzad that she said Toyin, had the Kohen brought it properly, then that would have been good. Then she was Yoitzim, finished, she goes home, I'm done.
Right.
However, the Kohen messed up. So on the tzad that she said toyim, and they brought toyim, she has to go be mashlim with one bird.
The one that was done below.
The one that was done below instead of doing the mala. So that's easy.
Okay.
But since I don't know whether she said toyim, maybe she in fact said bnei yoina. Were any bnei yoina brought today? Zero. Gunish.
She
owes three. One toyim to go and fill up in case she said toyim, and one of the toyim was messed up because lamal didn't say lamal. One. And now you have to bring two bnei yoina because maybe she said bnei yoina, didn't bring any bnei yoina. Three altogether.
Got it.
Good.
Her husband's name is Yona.
And now they have a son, Tzitzaka Ben Yoina. Beautiful. Ah, gevalik. And, by the way, in Hebrew nowadays, there are ladies that have the name Yona.
Ah,
so you could have Bnei Yona and not Bnei Yoina. Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Getting back to our Gemara, it's a Nidra Tzrich Lahavi Oid Gimel. Pray the Miminachot. Miminachot means that they brought that day the four birds, all Toirim. Therefore, she has to be Mashlim one more Tor. Because that was messed up, and two bnei yoina, because maybe she said bnei yoina. So that's three. What happens with bnei zminim? What means bnei zminim? That in fact, in the Beis Hamikdash that day, she brought one kind of Torah and one kind of Bnei Yoinah. Really? Why did she do it? Maybe there was a discount sale if you buy Bnei Yoinah, if you buy Torah. So they brought one Torah and one Bnei Yoinah. Now, if we knew which cut was brought first, so then I would only have to worry about that second cut, because we always assume that the first cut that she did properly was the Chayvus. And that's off the table. All I have to worry about is now the second cut,
the
Nedava one. And now, as far as that Nedava one is concerned, they brought in the Beis Hamikdash maybe Torah, maybe Bnei Yoinah. I don't know. So if it was Torah that we brought, in other words, the second one, the first one is out of the picture, off the table. I'm just worried about the second Khan. I don't know whether the second Khan was Bnei Yoinah. I don't know whether the second Khan was Torah. Let's assume that I knew that it was Torah. Then it would be just like the case before. I knew it was Torah. The Kohen messed up on the Torah, only one Lamala and one was Lamata. So I have to fill up the Torah with one Torah. And maybe she didn't say Torah, maybe she said Bnei Yoinah, so she'd have to go and bring three. But since I don't know what the Kohen messed up in, because that second one, maybe it was a Torah that he messed up, or maybe it was a Bnei Yoinah that he messed up. Oh, in that case, Tovi Dalet. Then she has to go and bring four altogether. Why four altogether? Because assuming that was Torah and we messed up on one, she has to go and bring a Torah. But also, maybe she didn't say Torah at all. Maybe she said Bnei Yoinah. So you have to go and bring three. But maybe it was the other way around. Maybe, in fact, the second one was Bnei Yoinah, and she Taka said Bnei Yoinah, and then only one is missing there, so you'll have to bring one. But maybe she didn't say Bnei Yoinah. Maybe she said Torah. Ah, so because that's Torah, then you have to go and bring two. Bottom line is, you have to bring four altogether. The way you can look upon it is much simpler. You don't even need to get through the cheshbonis of the three and the one and the two and the one and all that. Just simply say, I don't know what she promised. Therefore, the Kohen brought in the Beis Hamikdash a kan for her neder. What did he bring? I don't know. What did you say? I don't know. So therefore, maybe the kan that he brought was Torah, and she had promised Bnei Yoinah, so she has to bring two. She was not Yoinah, she said two.
So the one for Lamata, she's locked in.
No, you don't have to worry about it. Don't even think Lamata. It's just going to confuse you.
It's just the four on top. It's not so. In order to fulfill her neder, she has to bring two Bnei Yoinah and two Torah.
Exactly.
It's four.
Exactly right. Because if I would know what the Kohen brought, let's assume he did it correctly.
Right.
He did two Torah, and he did them Lamala. If I would know that for sure, she'd only have to bring two oifis now. Only Bnei Yoinah.
Right.
But I don't know whether he brought Torah. Maybe he brought Bnei Yoinah. And maybe she said Torah. And she has to bring two Torah. Right. Maybe the Kohen brought two Torah and she said Bnei Yoinah. Then she has to bring four. She has to have four over there.
Cover the waterfront, she has to bring four.
Exactly. So that makes it much simpler. Right. Then you don't have to worry. Done. Now we get on to the next case. Kava Nidra. Now what means Kava Nidra? Kava Nidra means that she promised that when I'm going to bring my neder, I only want to bring it together with the oilas choiva. I know I have to bring both a chatas oif and an oilas oif and choiva, but I want to make a grand big splash and bring three oilas oifs together. If you look at the last Rashi says three cheshitavi oif chamesh. Look at the last word, the kivan, last line, the koven nidra im choivasa. She says I'm bringing my neighbor together with my choiva. Hukval le korban godoil. Of Sholosh Oilois Yachad. I want the three Oilois to be together as one. They're all going to daven, they're all going to dance the Hora together, or whatever it's called. So, Sholosh Oilois Yachad. Im Hoisi Yadas, Ma Pisha. If she knew what she was Mafarish, she would go and bring the three Oilois together. Zushalayada Ma Pisha, Huskika, she has to bring five. So, what is that? So, let's look at the Mark. Kavanidra is the same as we said until now, that she was Mafarish the Neder, either to bring a kan of Bnei Yoinah or a kan of Torah, but she forgot which one she said. But to compound matters, she said, but I also wanted to bring it together with my Oilas Choyva, because I want to bring three together. Okay. Chut HaMishulash, Lo B'mheira Yinatek, right? You want all three together. Since we don't know what happened, Tzarech She'tovi Oid Chomesh Predim Lamala, if it was Mimin Echad, if only one min was brought by her that day, which was Lamusha, all of them were Torahim, since she said that, and we're talking about that the Kohen messed up, he did one Lamat instead of one Lamala, and now we have to go and all the others she did fine. In other words, all six she did Lamala. But unfortunately, one of them he did lamata. So what does she have to do now? She's going to have to bring chomish predim lamala. Five new oilois to do lamala. Mimin echad. If it was mimin echad. Meaning that if what the kohen had brought that day was all the same min. What was the same min? They were all the mushal toirim. And he messed up by doing one lamala and one lamata. She, on the other hand, she had promised to go and bring a kan. And number one, she doesn't remember what the kan was. Was I'm supposed to bring toirim or I'm supposed to bring bnei yoina? Ich weiß nicht. I do know that in the Beis Hamikdash that day, they only brought toirim. Wow. Okay, so at a minimum, she's going to have to go and bring two bnei yoina. Because maybe she said bnei yoina.
Right.
But that's not enough. She's going to have to bring together with those two one other carbon, one other oila. Why is she going to have to bring another oila? Because she promised that she was kiveya nidra, which means I'm going to bring three together. Right. Okay, so therefore, maybe those two, the one that they brought in Beis Hamikdash that day, not maybe, they min echad, so let's assume those were all toirim. So from those toirim, one of them was done lamata, no good. Now she has to go and bring, maybe she said b'nei yoina, so she has to bring two b'nei yoina together with one other to go and fill the gap, because it has to be, not because of the mistake, but because she has to do it together with her choyva. So why wasn't it together with the choyva? Because of the fact that the choyva was already settled. That was good. The fact that it was done by the kohen, that there was no squirming. That was fine. The only problem was legabe the nedom. See, you're saying legabe the nedom, she has to go and bring two predois, a kan of b'nei yoina, because maybe she said b'nei yoina. But besides that, she has to go and bring from an oila together with that from the choiva, because she was kaveh and nidra.
But she already brought in her is her oila of chova.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not fulfilled if it's not with the other two? Are we saying that oila that she's bringing al chova is not valid because it wasn't?
No, we're not saying that at all.
So she already brought two birds successfully. Made
the choiva was done perfectly.
That was done perfectly above lamala. Why wasn't one of those credited to her as her choiva?
Because she didn't do it together with an neder.
So that's my question. If she doesn't bring, if she attaches her choiva to the neder, then without all three, she has not fulfilled her choiva. Even though from the Torah, even my question is,
choiva in the Torah, she was finished, done, fulfilled. But she made a tanai in her neder that the neder has to be brought together with one oila of the package of oilas. Of the choiva.
Right, but if she already brought her oila of a chova.
Right, ready yoitza. Yoitza the oila of a
chova. So she can never fulfill this neder.
No, she just has to bring another oila.
It's not the oila of a chova, though.
Yeah, but her major concern was it should be sholesh oilas yachad.
So as it were, that's three new nedavos, as it were.
Because we don't know. Right. If we would know, then she'd only have to bring two.
So she's never going to fulfill that missed opportunity of olas chova with the two with certainty. That's gone.
Exactly.
Avar zmano batal korbanu. That's lost. Because her ola for chova is now past.
Correct.
Okay. So now the only question is, how does she remedy not having three olos together?
Good.
So now she's doing three olos nedava, as it were, to try to fulfill instead.
Exactly. Right.
I just want to unpack
it. You're doing beautifully.
I'm not trying to trip you.
Okay. Anyway, so two she has to go and bring because of the fact that she was monotonous. Now she also has to bring a third one, which that third one has to be from the original choiva, even though she was yoitz in the choiva already.
Correct.
But she has to go and bring a third one because she promised that I'm bringing my two. I'm going to bring a third one. I want to bring it from the choiva, but the choiva is
too late. She'll bring
another.
Al-Sundaba.
Exactly right. Now Rashi says that very, very clearly. You have a long Rashi over here. When you have time, you go through the whole thing.
Okay.
If you look, for instance, look at the Rashi. The Mishani, or Mishnei Minim, you have that?
Yeah, that first white line.
Okay, so look at the fourth line. Vo'ifa yeser, yehei nedava. See?
Yeah.
And Rashi repeats that a few times through the Gemara, that you have to, each time, I don't know, see, it's going to be nedava.
Al Sinai, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Lamasa, so let's assume that we brought that day one min. That min means all the four oifas that were brought were all from the same, all toitim. And now we ask her, okay, lady, what did you do? She said, I don't remember if I said toirim, and I don't remember if I said b'nei yoina. Number two, I want you to know that I also promised that I'm going to bring these two nidorim together with the oiles chayve. It's too late when you brought the oiles chayve. Okay, you're going to bring a brand new oile that turns nidova together with it. But which one are you going to go and bring? So if I knew for a fact that, according to the first case, all of them were min echad, everything that was brought lemushal that day was toidim, so now I have to go and bring a new toir li oila for the oiles chayve package, tonight, together with the other two oifes. Okay, so if she would have said two toirim, I'm now bringing it together with that other tor. So how many do I have altogether? I have three.
Right.
But maybe she didn't say toirim. Maybe she said, I'm going to bring b'nei yoyin.
So we've got to double it to six.
So now, no, not to double to six. We just have to add two more. Because at this point, she didn't insist that all the oilas be from the same min. All she was mafarish was
three oilas.
Three oilas. And they're all, two of them are going to be either b'nei yoyna, or two of them are going to be toirim. I just don't remember. She doesn't remember what she said. Okay, so bring both minim. Two b'nei yoyna, because maybe she said two b'nei yoyna. Do bring two toirim, because maybe she said toirim. Since she said it's going to be in the company of the oilas choyva, the oilas choyva, I know what that oilas choyva was. It was a tar. Unfortunately, I cannot rely on that, because I have to re-bring it together with these new kabanis, with these, the neder. Okay, so then I'm going to bring that tar, which was, I already brought it, but she's going to bring a tortoise and a new tar l'nedava to be mashlim together with the other two. So therefore I have now five all together. Chomish prayed in the mala. Why? Because mi menechad. What means menechad? Because all the four kabanis were brought today that way, well, Musha will all toirim. All were brought the same. So therefore, putting aside now the mala, just make it easy. Since she said I'm going to go and bring a kan, and I don't know which kan she said, I'm going to have a kan of two penayina, and I'm going to have a kan of two toyrim, right? Because I don't know what she said. So with this, I'm going to be yoitza with four. Why do I have to have five? Because I have to go and bring it together with the same oilas choyva that I already brought, but I promised that these two would be brought together with oilas choyva. Ah, so then that oilas choyva, you have to be mitzaref. Let's assume I know for a fact that all the oifes were toirim. So bring now a new oilas oif tor together with,
to replace the choyva that she already to repeat the choyva that she brought previously.
Correct.
To lock in, so now she has now one to repeat the choyva, which is now actually just a nedava, and now she has two, either way, two of Torim, two B'nai Yonah, makes five, because then now she has a pair that's locked in with this replacement.
Beautiful. Okay. And that's all because I know that this means that they had one min, right, or one species. But what happens if at that day they had two species? Mm-hmm. What were the two species? One was B'nai Yonah, one was Torim, and I don't remember, don't recall whether the first one was the Choyva, that was the Torim, mm-hmm, or the first one was the B'nai Yonah. And since I have to go and take and use the oilas choyva to be mashlim together with the nedarim, since I don't know which one I'm going to do a repeat performance, if I knew for a fact that it was a Torah, I would bring a new Torah. If I knew for a fact that it was Binyana, I would bring a new Binyana. But I don't know.
So now we bring two replacements for her nedava of one species, two replacements of other species, and each of the last pair, one is a replacement for the chova originally of a Bnei Yonah, one replacement of the chova if it were a tour.
Exactly.
That's how we got six. So exactly. Two, two, one, and one.
Very good. Exactly. You said it beautifully. So that's Tov Yishesh. And now with that, you're Mekayim. You bring one kan of Bnei Yonah, one kan of Toidim, which is four altogether.
And one of each.
And one of each, because I don't know what was the Oilas Chayva. Now, why is it so important to know what the Oilas Chayva was? Because the Oilas Chayva, according to the Tanakhama, Shleptzuch after the Chatas Choyva. Whatever the Chatas Choyva is, has to be the same min of Oilas Choyva. So if the Chatas Choyva was a Tor, you got to bring a second Tor. If it was a Binyon, you have to go bring a second Binyon. And therefore, since she is saying, I'm going to go and bring my Nidorim together with the Choyva of the Oilas Choyva, so whatever the Chatas Choyva was, that's what the Oilas Choyva
has to match this new replacement set of three.
And that's why. And that's why
three will cover both six. Exactly. Three of one species, three of the other species.
Perfect. Now says the Gemara, Nos Nos L'Koyin. What happens if she gave all of these Oifis to the Koyin? She doesn't remember what she gave. He did all the avoid of any Adair Masa. He has no recollection. I don't know if I did them all Lamala, I did them all Lamata, I did half Lamala, half Lamata. Mm-hmm. I have no recollection. It's been a busy day in the base of Megiddo.
He's overwhelmed.
He's overwhelmed. So what is she going to have to do? So now, it's very, very simple. This is the easiest, perhaps. Tzricha dalet breidin lenidra, since he may have goofs on everything, so she has to bring four lenidra, because she had made a neder, and she was mefarish her neder, to bring either a kan of bnei yoyna, or of Tairim, and I don't know whether he brought any of the Bnei Yoyin. I don't know if he brought any of the Tairim. And even if we know that they brought Tairim Bnei Yoyin, I don't know if they did Lamale, they did Lamata. Ich weiß fin gunisht. So therefore she's going to have to bring four Lenidra, two to take care of her Neder, perhaps of Bnei Yoyin, two to take care of a Neder, perhaps of Tairim. So that's four, right? That's easy. Shtaim lechivasa, she's going to have to go and bring two for her Chayva. Why two for her Chayva? Because once again, I have to go and be mashlim the... since she was kaveh, she wasn't just mafar, she was kaveh. And kaveh means that she said, I'm going to go and bring my pair together with
the
oila.
The same as my ola, and if that is either Torah or Bnei Yonah, so she has to be as we one of each species to satisfy the replacement ola of.
So far it's the same thing as before.
Still six.
Same six. Oh, but you have to have a chatas achas, because I don't know whether we're makayim the chatas. Because until now we had assumed the chatas and the oil, that was done perfectly. The first kan, it was all done, lamut, this was done, lamal, lamata, it was done perfectly. But here, the coin says, I don't know if he did more lamal, I did more lamata, I did, maybe he did in the middle, maybe Yobi Kostash, he did lamal, or lamata, I don't know. So since I don't know, maybe all of them were done lamala, and therefore she was not makayim the chatas. So she has to bring a brand new chatas as well. So that's seven. Ben Azay Oimer, why are you saying seven? Beis chatois, you have to go and bring two chatois. Why does he have to go and two chatois?
Because replacement ola of the five and six has to be the same species as the chatas. And has to
You're getting close. You're getting close. The Tanakama holds that what decides what the min of the oilas choiv is going to be, like we said before.
The min of the chatas.
Min of the chatas. That's the Tanakama. Ben Azay says, each one is dependent on the first one. Meaning, I don't really care whether it's the choiva of the oila or the choiva of the chatas. Whichever was the first one that you brought, you have to go and bring match a second one and match it from the same min. So maybe the first of that kan that was brought was the oila sa'oif, and it was the mushal of a tar, then the chatas oif also has to be a tar, because that it has to match the number one. Right. Well, maybe the oilas oif that was brought was a ben yoina. Then the chatas also has to be a ben yoina. Oh, that being the case, now I have to bring two chatois. It's not enough. According to the Tanakama, you only have to bring one chatas because I don't really care what the first pair was. Since you have no recollection whether you brought ben yoina, you brought toyer, you brought up, you brought down, just bring a brand new pair right now. And what's a brand new pair? Your chatas will be a ben yoina or it'll be a toyer, whatever it is, I don't care. And then just match it up with the second one, with the oiler size. But now they said, no, you can't say that. Because maybe the original one was an oiler size was from a tar. And so therefore it was the chatas that was batched up, because he did a lamal instead of a lamata. So then you have to be mashlim that one to be the same as the oilas choiva, and if that oilas choiva was a tar, then you got to bring a tar. And if the oilas choiva was a binyana, you got to bring a binyana. So therefore, you have to double the chatas as well. So kunli ben azay, you have eight. So all machlokes is with seven or eight. Rabbi Yeshua, this is the famous Rabbi Yeshua. Zeu she'amru. Now I understand what people say. Kishuchai kol yachad. When the oif was alive, it only made one sound. Kishu meis kol zayin. Now, even though we're talking about fowl, we're talking about these small little doves, but the moshul that Rabbi Shua is giving is the gabi of behema. And he's saying a behema, when the behema is alive, it only makes one call. Yeah. What is that one call? That it cries at night, it cries during the day. Yeah. It makes sounds like all behemas, like all people. However, when it after the behema is dead, geshochten, gemolik,
we're not the malikas. It's almost like 18 musical instruments.
Oh, so let's see the musical instruments. Let's see the Rashi. Rabbi Shua, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Rabbi Shua, zehu she'amar, kishuchai kol yachad. Hasa mefarish lo. He's talking about a ram, even though we're talking about oifis, a ram. Just from its mouth. Kshumes, koyle shiva. How do you have koyle shiva? Ketsa, koyle shiva. Beis karnov, it has two horns. Beis chatoises, two shoifers, two. Beis shoikov, the two thighs. Beis chalil, you can make into flutes. That's four. Oiroi, the ori you make into tof. Tof means into drum. That's five. Me'ayin l'nevolim and b'nei me'ev l'kinoyres. To me'ayin, the intestines, the big intestines, small intestines, entrails, whatever it happens to be, you can make nevolim and kinoyres. One of them happens to be harps and the other is lyres, whatever it is. So when, how much do we have? We started off with two shayfris, two chalilin, one toif, five, and then two more, even a navel metakina. It's seven altogether. When she made a neder, then yadas ma'pirsha. Loitzricha ella. What do you have to do? Dal the preidim ubeis the chayvasa achas the oilav the achas the chatas the achas. In other words, had she known exactly what she was doing
with one voice,
yeah, then you could have been yoitzim with four preidim and beis the chayvasa achas the oilav the achas the chatas would have been simple, right? If you know exact, start off again. The lady that she was about to give birth. And she says, if I'm going to give birth to a boy, I'm going to go and bring a pair of olos. So she'd have to be one l'nidra, one l'chayvas, and the before all together. Right? You'd have dalet preidim, beis chayvas, achsa oilav, achsa chatas. V'achsa shaviyah kvar, and now that she's all mixed up and she doesn't know what she's doing, then she has to bring dalet preidim, tzricha lahavi, dalet nidra, dalet chayvas. Dalet chayvas means like Ben Azai was going to the highest, which is eight altogether. And because of all of this mix-up, she has to go and bring eight. So that's the mashal and the nimshal that Rishu are saying. So Shem Kishuchai, when the behemoth is alive, only Kol Echad. Shem Meis is Kol Zayin. In this case, were she to know exactly what she said and what the Koyim brought, and everything would be great. She'd only have to bring four. But as a result of all this mix-up, she has to bring eight altogether. So what do I see from all of this, Rabbi Isai? So I see that Mesechtes Kinam belongs to Rabbi Yeshua. So I have a steer back on the Omer Aleph, on Samach Vom and Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. We said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that if a person brought an oilus oif and messed up and brought it out to Chatzos oif, he gets transformed in the Mesechus into a Chatzos oif. And therefore we assume that what does that mean? That it's a kosher Chatzos oif and everything is beautiful. Then how come in the second case, back on the Omer Beis, when we had that Mefureshes, why did we say the Mefureshes is totally possible? It's only the stuma which is kosher. Echelamal of the echelamata. When Mefureshes should also say that one of them is kosher. Because even the one that happens to be the oiler, and by mistake, the Kohen made the oiler into a chatas. So no problem. An oiler soif can be a chatas oif according to Rabbi Yeshua. And who's the mechaber of Mesechtes Kinam? It's Rabbi Yeshua. It's the Chassid Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua. Evidimara. All we quoted Mishul was that there's no me'ila, it gets transformed from an oilet to a chatas, that there's no me'ila. On a basically like the choyva mi'omar, did he say that this rises to a level of a kosher karman chatas? As we vayt shenish, he didn't go that far. And so therefore there's no stira, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua. We are now splitting hairs, if you will, and we're saying that this karman oilas oif, for certain purposes it blibes an oilas oif, and for certain purposes it becomes a chatas oif. What purpose is it still an oilas oif? That it's not a kosher karman. Meaning that le'olabalim shemchoyv, it's not a karban because you messed up. You switched from an oila to a chatos. Even just a machshav alone, it makes it it's a kosher karban, but it's a apostle shemchoyv. As well as since you did all the wrong avoidos, then it's a apostle of karban. However, nevertheless, because of the fact that you started off as a chatos, that is enough to, with the three shenuyim together, enough to remove the iser me'ila that otherwise would attach to an oilus oif. It doesn't make him to a kosher chatas oif. You still have to bring a new chatas oif. The kanim cannot eat from it. Now, it's apostle of carbon, if you will.
They do eat from it, they're not chayv b'kashamila.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's the whole Gemara. Have a wonderful day.
One second, something just occurred.
One second. Shkoya for all those that were with us. Mitchum, tomorrow is Rish